What are radio waves? They're like these invisible messengers,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. They're a type of electromagnetic wave. And get this, they travel at the speed of light.
Whoa, speed of light. That's fast.
Super fast. And just like light, they have different frequencies and wavelengths.
Okay, now don't lose me here. Frequencies, wavelengths. Can you break that down?
Of course. Think of waves in the ocean.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
The frequency is how many waves pass a point each second.
So, like, how often the waves crash on the shore?
Exactly. And the wavelength is the distance between those wave crests.
So, like, from the top of one wave to the top of the
I
next.
got it. And these two, frequency and wavelength, they're related.
How so?
Higher frequency means shorter wavelength, lower frequency, longer wavelength. Like one of your sources mentioned, the 10-meter band used in amateur radio. It operates around 28.495 megahertz.
Megahertz, a million
Yeah,
cycles per second.
that's right. And using the formulas from your sources, that translates to a wavelength of roughly 10 meters.
So the frequency determines the band. That makes sense.
It does. And here's the mind-blowing part, the light we see.
Yeah.
It's also an electromagnetic wave,
Yeah.
just a different frequency and wavelength. Our eyes are like antennas tuned to those specific light waves.
Wow. So our atmosphere, it's not just air, it's this invisible highway for all kinds of waves,
Yeah.
including the ones that let us listen to the radio.
Exactly.